The St. Albert Merchants are looking like a force to be reckoned with so far this season, as they currently sit on top of the league standings through the first month of play. The Merchants have won 7 of their first 8 games in the Capital Junior Hockey League, CJHL, including a couple of blowout wins, and as of October 18, they lead the league in most goals scored, 54, and fewest goals against, 18. Scoring an average of 6.75 goals per game is exactly what second-year head coach Niall O'Donoghue is looking to see from the team this year. "Goals were at a premium for us last year," O'Donoghue told the Gazette prior to a game against the Edmonton Royals on Sunday, October 16, which the Merchants went on to win 6-2. "We have 4 lines that can score, and we've got a top 6 forward group that can really get creative down in the other team's end," he said. Leading the Merchants on offense is their first line, which consists of Hayden Carlson, Dylan McFatridge, and Brett Ryder. Through 8 games, the trio have combined for 20 goals and 29 assists. "They've just formed a really quick connection. This is their first year as a group together," O'Donoghue said of the line. "They're magic to watch out there sometimes." Another Merchants forward, Nico Gallo, currently holds second place in the CJHL goal-scoring race with 11. Only the Morinville Jets star Kyle Buchanan, with 13 goals, has more than Gallo. "He started really, really strong last year, and then other teams started to target him," O'Donoghue said of Gallo. "This year he's matured a bit, so he's been putting up some nice numbers for us." The team's only loss came against defending league champions the Sherwood Park Knights, 4-2, on September 30. Since then, the Merchants have won 5 straight. "We've got some growing pains still, but I'm happy with where we are," O'Donoghue said. The Merchants will hope to keep the momentum going as they look to improve upon last season when they finished first in the West Division, but were eliminated in the first round of playoffs by the North Edmonton Red Wings. "The Red Wings are a good hockey team and they're a team you can't ever count out," O'Donoghue said. "They have a reputation of having a great work ethic, and that's what happened last year." CJHL marks 50th year. The 2022-2023 season is the 50th in league history for the CJHL. The Merchants joined the league in 1983, however, the CJHL website lists one of the league's first teams as the St. Albert Juniors. The Gazette was unable to find any information about the St. Albert Juniors. Players that still want to play at a high level but want to go to school or have jobs have the opportunity to play in a league like ours, and the quality of hockey is great, O'Donoghue said when asked about what he thought made the CJHL important. "It's an opportunity for young men to still play a competitive level of hockey, but not have to put in the time commitment they would to go to, let's say, the Kootenay International Junior Hockey League," he said. "It gives them a chance to keep going. I think we're trying to rebuild the connection with the town that maybe the Merchants lost for a while. We're trying to build that connection back with the community and hope to get more people in the stands moving forward by putting a good quality product on the ice." The Merchants will head to Spruce Grove for their next game as they'll take on the Regals at Grant Fuhr Arena on Wednesday, October 19, starting at 7:45 p.m. The team's next home game at Jerome Iginla Arena is scheduled for Friday, October 21 against the Morinville Jets. Starting at 8 p.m. The entry fee for the game is $5.